This is the Seedbed Daily Text. The meaninglessness of resurrection without death. Philippians 3, 10 and 11. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings. Becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Consider this. This one is a rememberizer. There are places in Scripture, passages, and even single verses that capture the essence of the whole Bible. They distill thousands of words into a sentence or two. And in doing so, they capture essence and purpose and even passion. This is one of those texts. I reprint it below in the particular version in which I rememberized it. I want to know Christ and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the death. It does not begin with I should, or I ought to, or I need, or I wish, or I think. It says, I want, which lands us in the realm of longing and desire and deep will. Note also it does not say, I want to know about Christ. This is not mere knowing for knowledge's sake. This is the knowing of deep personal relationship. The knowing of deep calling to deep. So what does this entail? It can't mean whatever we want it to mean. In the last chapter, Paul gave us the resplendent vision of the mind of Christ. Remember the V pattern. Paul makes very clear in the next several words exactly what it means to know Christ. Number one, knowing the power of His resurrection. Number two, sharing in the fellowship of His sufferings. Number three, becoming like Him in His death. And number four, the resurrection of the body at the end of the age and life, and more life for all the ages to come. We are all a big yes to numbers 1 and 4. Numbers 2 and 3 can be another story. We mistakenly think of resurrection as numbers 1 and 4, and of the cross as numbers 2 and 3. The cross is the whole thing. The cross is the movement of death and resurrection. We do not get one without the other. There is no knowing Jesus apart from the cross, which means there is no knowing Jesus apart from the grand movement of death and resurrection. What does resurrection even mean apart from death? Let me repeat. There is no knowing the power of His resurrection without sharing in the fellowship of His sufferings and becoming like Him in His death. To borrow Thomas A'Kempis's phrase, this is the, quote, royal way of the Holy Cross. One more thing. Participating in His sufferings and becoming like Him in His death is not a grit your teeth and bear it kind of experience. It's the journey of learning to love like God loves. In fact, this is the core essence of discipleship to Jesus, the way of the cross, the way of the great love. The prayer, Abba Father, we thank you for your Son Jesus, who is himself the perfect embodiment of the love of God. We want to know this love, which is to say, we want to know him. Lead us in this way of the cross, this path of death and resurrection, all the days of our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions. Number one, have you ever thought of the cross as both death and resurrection? Does this make sense to you? Number two, how are you growing in your understanding of sharing in the fellowship of his sufferings? What does this mean to you? And number three, I want to know Christ. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest value, where do you scale yourself? For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.